Okay, it's 5:01 in the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, and this is the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we are appear to have a quorum, and so this meeting is in session. And item number two of this meeting is, by the way, it's December 10, 2024. Item number two is for public comment. If anyone has anything they'd like to address this commission on that's not related to an agenda item. Seeing nobody. Item number three is consider action on the minutes of the November 12th meeting that you last met with.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the November 12th meeting.
I'll second it.
There's a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Item number four is discussion and consider action on approval of a final plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the Old Oak Creek addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, with a legal description. Yes, sir. Would you tell us about it?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. You'll remember you saw the preliminary plat a couple months ago. This is for the new TNF&B Bank that's basically over there behind HEB, across the street from HEB. This is their final plat. We're recommending conditional approval. They got just a few things wrong as far as that goes. But it is, like I said, they're currently operating out of the bank that faces the HEB parking lot, and they're working on right now platting it so they can start construction on their new bank that you will see also when they get that submitted to us. Does anybody have any questions, I guess, about the plat?
We're not doing anything but approving the plat for the dirt.
This is only the plat. So, yes, if you drive by there, you'll see that the project they've begun over there is their little driveway. There's going to be an ATM machine, another driveway basically going from one side to the other, and they're going to be installing their 12-foot fence soon. But, that's all we're looking at the plat. So the ordinance says, hey, these lots aren't platted. If you want to build something here, you need to plat it. So that's the process they're going through right now. And you will, of course, see this again when we get the plat back correct for approval.
And conditional, you said they had a few things they needed to.
There's a few minor things that.
Conditional based on those being.
Based on those things. Yes, sir. Exactly. Like I said, again, as you remember, it'll come back to you for approval. This gets us in the 30-day threshold. You have to see it within 30 days of them submitting it to us, and this meets that standard. So that's all it is. Questions?
Do you think, of course, it's too early to ask.
Yes, sir.
Do you think the traffic will be coming out the, whatever that is, Old McGregor, or do you think it'll be, if it comes out on that road there beside HEB, isn't there going to be a lot of traffic congestion there?
I don't know. I know their driveway is going to connect Old McGregor with, now I'm at a loss of words, I can't remember what it is, but it's going to connect those two roads, but I don't know. I mean, there seems to be a lot of traffic on both of them, but Old McGregor does seem to have.
I bring that up. I use that dry cleaner right beside it.
Me too. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And I've learned you do not come out on Hewitt Drive.
Oh, no. Yeah, I go the other way.
You can't ever get out. So you go out behind HEB and then cut back across.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So is that going to add more traffic going?
We approved plans for them that had the drive access that connects the two.
Yes, exactly. We already, definitely did.
Say that again.
I said we already approved plans that has a drive access going from Old McGregor to whatever that other
Oak Creek or yeah, I know, had a loss there.
So you're thinking they'll use their back door?
I'm thinking they'll use both. We approved plans that have access on both sides.
Plans for the bank.
For the drive access.
But the big approach is that they've already completed on Old McGregor. that's the road that probably is not much traffic.
So it appears that's what they'll be using.
Yeah, I mean they're huge. Yeah. I mean they're like 50 foot almost.
Right.
And so that's what they've all been working on for.
That's for that ATM machine. So yeah, that's why they did all that work first.
But they'll probably direct. Probably all the traffic will probably direct around out to that. You know, I don't think anybody's going to try and fight the traffic over there.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I do the same thing, though. I would take a lift and go back to Sun and then come around. So, if that.
And then we go to that little pet store and have our little dog
That's what people are going to do. They're going to go out that and then go through the pet store driveway around the back, and then you can catch the light and then turn. I know this. And then you can catch the light and turn left on Hewitt and come back up here.
That's experience talking.
Yeah, as long as you catch the light, you're okay. Yep, but see, there's no light to catch at HEB.
No.
That's going to be a problem. But I don't know how much traffic.
None of that has to do with the plat. I mean.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So this is just plat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. We're just asking questions.
People will figure it out.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion regarding the final plat for lot one?
Sure. I make a motion for conditional approval of the final plat for lot one, block one, Old Oak Creek addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being all that called 0.80 acre tract 2, described in deed to First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20230282800, the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and all of that called 1.56 acre tract described in a deed to the First National Bank of McGregor, recorded under instrument number 20220483357 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and lot one, block one of the James E. Taylor addition to the city of Woodway, recorded in volume 1421, page 4 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas, and lot two, block one of the Hale Drake addition to the city of Woodway, recorded in volume 1739, page 444 of the deed records of McLennan County, Texas.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So that conditional approval has been approved.
Right.
Then item number five, discussion and consider action on a request from Earl Haberman Jr. for 2 6-month extensions on the final plat of Starlight Estates to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas.
Thanks, sir. So this is what they're asking for. I went ahead and printed or put an example up for you out of Section 17, the subdivision ordinance about the time extension. It just asks that if you would like an extension on your final plat, you just have to ask for it in writing. And that's what's happened here at January 8th was when you originally approved the plat for this subdivision. And so they're just required to ask for it prior to the year.
Let me ask you a question. That implies that a person could get 2 6-month extensions. And it reads as though they're asking us to grant 2 6-month extensions right now.
Yes.
Where it seems like the writing was you apply for a 6-month extension and then you can apply for another 6-month extension.
I don't know. I mean, historically, this has maybe happened 5 or 6 times. And every other time they've asked for both at the same time. So other than that, I really don't. Yes, I don't know.
Okay.
We looked at it kind of up and down. And I was kind of like, it just says they can grant up to 2. It doesn't say if you have to ask for one and ask for another. But historically, like I said, 5 or 6 times probably in the last 20 years that we've had this happen, but they filed for an extension.
Is there a fee from the city?
There's no fee. Email is sufficient. As long as it's in writing, I can print it out. Mm-hmm. I want to say
that. Actually issue 2 extensions, one extension that's 6 months and another extension that is 6 months from that point forward?
Theoretically, but as far as I know, there's no paper trail for this. It'll just be in the minutes. And then in the folder, it'll just say, well, it's been extended for 2 6-month periods. There's no actual paper that has that on it.
So how many extensions can be granted?
2 and only 2.
Only 2.
No more than 2.
I think
no
it
more
was than written 2. Saying that you'd get a 6-month and then you can come back and get another 6 months.
That's it. The
language is grant not more than 2 6-month extensions. So it could be. So it can apparently can be done at the same time. And,
okay.
I mean, there's nothing restricting.
And it also says it has to be done within 1 year after the date of the final plat.
Which was
so if they waited for 1 year and 5 months and went and asked for another one, then they couldn't get it because it's not.
Right. I mean, I assumed you could grant one at a time, but you're right. Thank you. The lawyer helped me out there. But it does look like that's the way it was explained to me. You could apply for both. They just need to ask for it prior to that year. Like, you couldn't come back in March and say, oh, our plat expired in January. Can we ask for an extension? It just has to be done prior to the approval of the plat, within a year of the approval of the plat.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Just saved like, from having to come like back to, every exactly. 6 months.
Yeah. I think so.
Take it one time on the argument. I'll make a motion. Or throughout their discussion. Okay, buddy, I'll help.
Any other questions?
So what happens when the extensions end out?
The plat will expire. So in real terms for you, let's say next January 9th, nothing's happened. Those two requirements, they have to meet these two requirements to move forward with the plat, 1 and 2. Basically, the plat would expire. They would just have to go back through the platting process, if that makes sense.
I'm sorry to be so slow today, but why did you just say January 9th when you're giving them a year extension?
The year, so January 8th was the day it was approved, the plat. So January 8th of next year, it will expire January 9th of 2026, I guess.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and it would just, then they just have to reapply, resubmit the plat.
Any question or discussion by anybody? I think I have a motion to
okay, grab I'll make that. A motion to approve the 2 6-month extensions on the final plat of Starlight Estates on the request from Earl Haberman Jr. based on the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances, Section 17-12, allowing 2 6-month extensions to be granted.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That's been granted. Staff updates. When is the planning?
Almost forgot.
What is the planning and zoning Christmas party?
Right now?
I'll let you know. There are no staff updates at this time.
Oh, sure.
And I'll work on a Christmas party maybe for 2027.
Okay. Get one on the calendar for 2027.
It's going to take a lot of planning. So.
Yeah.
Ambitious.
All right. Item number 7.
That's mine.
Is that yours?
That's mine.
Always.
Okay.
Make a motion. Adjourn.
Is there a second to adjourn?
I second it.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.